Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Like Mother, Like Daughter podcast. I, of course, am Jamie, the mother.
And I am Lauren, the daughter. Welcome back to another episode. We're so excited to be back again. And thank you for all the nice feedback on the last few episodes so far. We're just thrilled to be here.
We sure are. And last week we were really good with our time, so we want to keep that up this week, right? That's a goal.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So should we jump right in to talk about our lights of the week?
Yeah, let's do it. All right. Do you want to start with your low light of the week?
Okay. So my low light of last week is that I had a terrible case of mosquito bites. Did I show you? Oh my God, Lauren, I didn't count them all, but I had so many mosquito bites on my feet and ankles last week that it was like miserable. Wearing socks, they got warm. I had to like use all of that anti-itch spray. It was crazy. I was waking up in the middle of the night frustrated by them. And, you know, I don't recommend, that's the one drawback of sitting outside in the evening is that sometimes you get mosquito bites and it's just terrible. So yeah, that was my really bad low light. Uncomfortable. I was scratching away. I couldn't get any relief. It was really bad. But yeah. Yuck. What about you? What was your low light?
My low light, like, it doesn't really make sense to, like, go in and explain. It kind of has – it didn't end up really coming to fruition, which is why, like, I guess it's a low light, but, like, it doesn't really matter. But basically, like, there was a whole, like, discussion about, like, my plans for this past weekend. And, like, it all was kind of contingent on, like, another friend and, like, her situation, and it ended up all working out, but like in the like time before, like the 24 hours before, it was just very stressful and confusing, and like the plans kept changing, and it was just like a lot to deal with. So I guess it's like not the worst low light that there could ever be. I mean, I was almost gonna go home, so that could have been better, but yeah, that's really it. It was just like a lot of like back and forth and like getting frustrated by some people and like figuring it all out, and like I don't know, it ended up being fine, but it was just a lot of discussion, and it all worked out, so I'm just happy.
I'm glad it all worked out for you. Okay, so the mediums. So I guess my medium has just been this past weekend just relaxing a lot, watching some good TV, hanging out with Dad. I did have to work a little bit, so it wasn't a full, total relaxing, but it was just a decent weekend. The weather was good. Nothing too drastic, just a overall nice medium. Nothing too good, nothing too bad, just a good old medium.
Medium, yep. Awesome. Well, my medium light, it's kind of like my medium and my high are pretty interchangeable. But like back when I was thinking of my low light, it was all kind of like figuring out this weekend, like one of my friends came to visit, and like it was a whole thing like related to like COVID and like whether they could come and all of that stuff, which is like totally understandable and all of that. And then it was also kind of like contingent. I was like having like a break the fast meal, and like it was all involved. So like whatever, you guys don't really care about it, and I don't really – whatever. So my medium light, I guess I'm going to say, was that it ended up all working out, and I know I said that like 20 times, but we had a break the fast meal on Thursday, obviously, after Yom Kippur, and I didn't get to fast this year. Well, I guess I didn't get to. I chose not to, just because as a U of I student, we don't get class off for it. You can like get a religious exemption letter and miss class, but there's no like day off. And I just didn't really feel like I didn't really want to miss class. It gives me a lot of like anxiety, especially if I don't have to. And there was no way I could go to class without eating or anything. So I did not fast. I went to class. And then we still had a break the fast meal with my roommate and I. We put together with some of my friends and her roommates. And it was a whole, like, everything you would expect. I prepped my grandma's famous noodle pudding recipe, and, like, that was really exciting because I've never made that before. It's always been, like, her thing for as long as I've known. And it's, like, the best noodle kugel ever. Like, nothing really compares, like, any others I've had. So I, like, was like, well, if I'm doing my own, I have to make it. Like, there's no exception. So we did put it together. And it turned out really good, and I got, like, the A+ from everyone. People said it was, like, the best they've ever had, so I was, like, feeling pretty proud, patting myself on the back. And I'm glad that it all worked out, because there was a chance that, like, hours before the cookie was already made, the stuff was already bought, like, everything was ready. There was a chance hours before that the dinner was going to fall apart. So it all worked out. I literally keep saying that. I need to stop, but it was great.
Yeah, well, actually, I think that was part of sort of a semi-low was how you were going to get all the materials to make the kugel.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's kind of like what I was – like, I knew I was missing something with my low light, and, like, that was also in the 24 hours before, like, with coordinating all these plans was also figuring out all the ingredients. It was, like, a whole stressor with, like, the grocery store and, like, not sure, like – they would have the right stuff. Yeah, thank you for reminding me. I'm, like, a little flustered, clearly, at the moment. And I literally just remembered another thing that I wanted to put as a light now, and I forgot, but it'll be my one I'm into now, so never mind.
Okay, good. Anyway, my highlight of the week was actually the meaningful celebration of the holiday of Yom Kippur, because I did fast. I mean, I did what I could do. I actually did have a cup of coffee, but I still think, like, that was a fast anyway, because I didn't do any food. Sometimes we have to kind of amend some of the rules for these holidays and how we want to celebrate them, which I think is just fine. So I ended up having a really good day in terms of the holiday. We really, like, we did a couple virtual, like, we went on Facebook and went to a couple services. I always really like the services at the North Shore Congregation Israel, and I think it's a Glencoe address, but the rabbis are great, and it just is a meaningful service, so I enjoyed that. And then we actually did the Yisker service, which is the memorial service honoring people that have passed away, and there's a lot of really great verses that you read from there that are just spiritual and connect to people that are no longer with us. And I really like that. And then we had Mima's noodle kugel over at her house, and we celebrated with her friend Judy. And it was just a very nice way to celebrate the holiday together as family. And Jack came, and he was quite well behaved. So it was all good all around.
Yay, puppy. Yeah. The other thing that I was going to say was that, well, I didn't fast, and I even did this last year. Last year I did fast, but I just kind of, like, for me, like, Yom Kippur services, I don't know. I mean, I'd love to, like, get more into, like, the religious aspect of Judaism, but, like, I'm not really there yet, and, like, I want to figure out different ways that I personally can, like, utilize the holiday as, like, a period of reflection. And, like, for me, like, my way of doing that is usually through some sort of, like, journaling or activity of that kind of sort. So the last 2 years, I hopefully this will be a tradition I can, like, keep up for a long time. But, like, I've done some, like, some journal exercises, things I've, like, found on Pinterest. Like, one of the things I did was I did, like, three columns, like, roses, thorns, and, like, buds of the year. So, like, roses are, like, good things that happened the last year. Thorns are, like, the negative things, I guess that could be, like, your atoning section or, like, things you wish you did differently or that didn't go so well. And then, like, the buds are, like, goal setting and, like, things you want to, like, grow or, like, come out for the next year. And I thought that was a really good one. And then I found, like, another thing that's, like, about reflection and things that you're proud of or whatever it is. So, yeah, I encourage anyone who's not really sure about, like, how to utilize the holiday to find something that is meaningful to them or that they can benefit from.
I mean, for those of you that don't really know, because there might be a few listeners that don't really know what the holiday is about, but it's really about asking forgiveness for ways that you've wronged, you know, that you've sinned in the past, or, you know, asking, you know, for forgiveness and things that you wish you could have done differently. So I love that you did some kind of a reflection. I think that was a really mm-hmm. great way to put it. My cool part of that was that I took this, you know, this prayer or whatever, asking for forgiveness, and I made my own little decorative, like, Canva Instagram thing, and people, like, used it. They, like, reshared it, and that was so cool because
you should, like,
reshared it. I'm sorry.
No, and, keep going. Sorry.
And I love that, like, some of my people that had liked it also shared the post. I just kind of made it in a with a pretty background that I found on that Canva app, and it was just really nice. So it says, like, to those who I have wronged, I ask for forgiveness. To those who I have helped, I wish I did more. To those who I neglected, I ask for understanding. And to those who have helped me, I sincerely thank you. And it's just all about, you know, listen, everybody doesn't, you know, we try to go into every day living our lives the best that we can and try to be the best influence or person for other people. And sometimes we fall short. And so it's a way to kind of atone and to say, you know, say you're sorry. So I love that part of that holiday. I mean, it's very...
Yeah, I feel like that like phrase like really sums it up.
Yeah,
you know.
So,
but I was gonna say is that people probably thought that like that was something you found and like something floating around. You should have like put your trademark on it so that people would have known.
I
you get made it.
I don't have a trademark, but I guess you're right.
You could have written on the watermark. You could have written like by Jamie Smith, like in the corner. That's what people do when they make graphics. They write their like. They trademark them or watermark them so that they don't get like stolen. I mean, it doesn't really matter. It's not like you're like an artist and like whatever, but like people probably didn't realize you made it. They thought it was just like something you found.
They used it and wanted to use that because there were others of them floating around, but I wanted to change it up, make my own. And I was just excited that people used it. Thank you.
True. Okay. And it was pretty. So, you're welcome. Okay.
Go on.
So my highlight was that
everything what?
Never mind, you didn't fill in my phrase, but I'm not gonna say it again. So the highlight
I couldn't hear
it. I was waiting for you to say worked out. Because my friend Brett from camp came to visit this weekend. He was visiting, I don't want to say he was like visiting me. I mean, I guess he kind of was, but he was really visiting Hannah, who's his girlfriend and like my really close friend at school and from camp as well. So he came, like she was maybe going to have to like go home to see him. That's why I was going to maybe go with, cause I was like, oh, free ride home. But he ended up coming here, which was like the plan all along. It's been in the works for a long time. So it was really exciting for him to be here. I got to spend a lot of time with him. We went to happy hour and then we went to the football game, which is like big deal because for those of you who know anything about Illinois football, we're not the best at it. And it's not like people say like your school is no school spirit. I actually would like disagree with that. I just think we like use our school spirit in different ways than like other schools, like especially when you think about like Big Ten sports, like the games are such a big part of like most colleges like going to the games and like, but it's not really here. I think we like utilize our school spirit in different ways. But you know, our football team has gotten a little bit better in the last few years. And I also just feel like maybe people just like want to go, but the tickets were free. So that was like a big bonus to why I wanted to go, or I guess not why I wanted to, but why like there wasn't any harm in going. So it wasn't a great game, but it was a lot of fun to go. It was like my second football game ever, which is like really depressing. But like, okay. Also, like, mom, you didn't go to like a big football school either. So, like, how many games did you even go to as a college student?
Yeah, probably like one or two as well.
Exactly. So I guess it's not that bad. So that was fun. I think we went like a good amount of time, you know, like we went like till right after halftime. I thought that was like pretty, it was like enough. It was a little tiring. And then the next day we just kind of like hung out and chilled out with some of like their friends and stuff. And yeah, it was just a good time. Glad I got to spend time.
Love that. Great high.
Thanks.
It's so funny because I think all of them like surrounded around that theme. It ended up working out good. Your low was around it, your medium, and your high.
That was just kind of like all I could think about from this past week because, like, the other thing was bid day, but I had already talked about that last week, so it wasn't like
Right.
I didn't have anything else to say.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. So, in kind of in the theme of not really. It's sort of reflecting on the past in some ways. We came up with an idea to talk about some of our favorite memories from childhood for the
I
episode.
thought it was more like what we miss about being young, not like memories.
Well, it's really the same thing, isn't it? What do you miss about being young?
Yeah, I guess, but I wasn't like, I was
Okay.
thinking more generally.
Okay. All right. So that's the question. So, what do you miss about being young? So, we're gonna just kind of piggyback as that. That's our question of the week, and we're going to focus on that and share some of the things that we miss about it from each of our perspectives. I'm wondering if I should be talking about when you were young. That's better in our theme of the mother daughters.
I mean, you
Okay.
can. You could do both, whatever the
All right,
conversation
let's do that
goes.
wherever it goes. So you're 21 years old now. It's very different. What do you miss? What are some of the, what is one of the things that you miss about being young?
So, there are many things, and for someone who I feel like has always been like ahead of her time, like I feel like I've always been like always felt older and more mature than like people my own age, and that's something I still kind of feel a lot. But I think something about my childhood is that I was a very curious child, I think. I still kind of am, but like I mean, I was kind of like dying to be old almost. Like I always wanted to like know everything about everything. I couldn't wait to like be a teenager and all of that. And I always like found that like older people to be so fascinating to me. But I think what I like miss about it, like ironically, I mean, part of it was like I wish I wasn't in such a rush to grow up, but like I also feel like that's kind of cliche. I feel like more I just miss like the like novelty of being young and like how everything was just so like exciting and intriguing. And now I feel like I'm like, oh, like I feel like I like know so much and like it's just like more to like be annoyed about almost. But like as a kid, like I just loved like learning things. I mean, I still kind of do, but I'm just trying to like think about as a kid, I think I just craved the information and just how everything just felt so like innocent and easy, you know? Like when you're a kid, you have such a like positive spin on life, I feel like for the most part. And like everything you do, like the goal for like a parent is just for their kid to be happy. Like there's nothing else, you know? And I think that's like still probably a parent's goal as they're older. But, you know, when you're a kid, you just want them to like be having fun and like doing, trying new things and like enjoying like just the easy things about being a kid. And I just remember like I loved school and I just like, I don't know, when I think about being a kid, my mind immediately goes back to like first grade and like writing those like stories with like the Mr. Sketch markers and like all the rainbow colors, and I don't know, that's just like literally what my mind is thinking about and just making me smile. And just I don't know, just everything was just so exciting.
Yeah, I was thinking you were saying something about being curious. I think that you are looking at things like when you're young, like that with like this wonder, you know, like just like your eyes are like big and you're excited about things. And
yeah. And I just think about like going to the library, like every week at school, you would like take a trip to the library and like you could pick out like just one book, but like there were so many options. Even going to like the public library, I mean, maybe that's just because I like to read, but like those are just things that like just spark such like intrigue and like make you excited. Or like when you have recess and like all the whole playground, you can just like roam and explore. Like it's just fun.
You didn't have as much worries, I think, when you were younger. I mean,
yeah, it's like the best.
There's not as much worry or stress involved with it. I mean, you think it is at the time, probably. I'm sure that there were things that you were sad or worried or, you know, whatever, but it didn't seem anywhere near to what was coming down the road ahead.
Yeah. And I think a lot about like things, even with like food and body image. And like, I feel like you and I mean, we've talked about this a bunch in the podcast. We were in like considering talking about it today for an episode, but you know, we've had such these like experiences with all of that. And, you know, now we're kind of like trying to like reteach ourselves like and like kill all of the like bad habits that we've like acquired along the way. But like when you're a kid, like things like that, like you just eat and it's just food and it tastes good and you eat what the heck you want and like it doesn't even matter because nothing happens, you know. It's just things like that. And like you try and you play an instrument, you try an extracurricular activity just because you want to do it, not because like you feel like you have to like a certain way to like fit in. You just like do whatever you want that makes you happy and that you're good at. And like, I don't know, it just feels so like encouraging.
It's funny, but a lot of my thinking, my memories of you as a child were very playful, you know, and lots of imaginative stuff. And I was like that too. We would always play games and we would play what we called teen, because we were playing like we were pretending we were teenagers, but you would always be putting on a show in the house or like imitating
playing school,
playing house. Camp, playing school.
You guys played cruise ship.
We did play cruise ship, but like it was also like the Love Boat was like a really big TV show when I was growing up. And so I think we like to like pretend we were like cruise people on the Love Boat, because that was the show. We used to play store, but I'm thinking a lot about, you know, obviously it's really easy. We have a lot of that stuff documented on videotape. So we watch all these, you know, old home movies of you. And we would always say, Dad would always talk about how you were a bag lady and you would put like everything into a purse, even if it didn't like really go. It was just like, oh, this needs to go in my purse and this needs to go in my purse. It was like really random-y kind of things. Like, I can't even explain, but like
now I don't even own a purse.
I know, it's true. It's true. But like, do you remember like how much you wanted a cell phone and you had all of those like old flip phones and slide phones and whatever? It was such a thing for you to like have a cell phone. You really wanted to have one, carry it around with you. That would of course go in the purse, you know?
Yeah. It's crazy. Another thing that like when you said like about imagination, it kind of like made me actually think of camp like now, not like back then, but like a lot of times I'll just be like, because a lot of my job at camp nowadays, I mean, even as a counselor, but like you're just watching the kids and observing their behavior. And like, you know, it's so amazing. Like when you take away like the technology and everything, like how like creative and like imaginative a kid's brain is. And like, you just like turn, you just blink your eyes and all of a sudden they're like playing and running around. They're like, you're this person, you're that person. And like they make up all these things and like they turn every like ordinary objects like into something else. Like I just think about like, you know, there's this little like nook under the playground, like that's the ice cream shop, you know. Or like,
yeah,
things like that. And you know, like even the game like monkey chips that you used to play like on the playground.
Yeah.
Like, just games like that are just so interesting. Like, I just think about a lot of the games I used to play with my friends and, like, the things that we did. And it's just like, how did we even think of that, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. But it, I always loved it too. Like, even as a mom, I would sit and play with you. Like, I would do the pretend play right along. I mean, you know, like,
and it's,
it's just fun. I had fun doing it. We would play dolls or Barbies or those Polly Pockets, or we would just dress up the American Girl dolls and do all of that. Or remember when you would, like, play that the state, like, on that step up there was, like, the stage, and, like, you would, like, be, like, singing to your audience and pretend like you were touching their hands. And I was always, like, that hand that you would, like, touch the audience.
Yeah.
It was like those were the good days, like good old days. Like, if you could just, like, jump back to a time, how old do you think you'd want to be?
I think, like, probably 7.
7 was a good age.
I don't know. I feel like second grade was a good year.
Yeah.
First or third grade, I feel like we're, like, prime time for me.
Prime time.
Fourth grade was not that great. Fifth grade was fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, another thing about, like, me, like you said, I was, like, a bag lady. The other thing, I was just a big, like, list girl too. Like, I would love to, like, flip through old notebooks. I used to, like, write all these lists and, like, assign people different jobs and characters and roles. And I just, like, loved that stuff. And, like, I can even picture, because, like, I used to do that, like, on paper. And then, like, once I got a little older, I graduated to, like, making lists on the computer, because, like, we had a computer by then. And, like, I like wish I could, like, pull all of that stuff up that was, like, on our old laptop and, like, see it all, because it's just so, like, it's just funny.
I know, all of that stuff was so funny. Also, your other favorite thing, looking at the school,
I know,
looking at the school directory and, like, looking at where people lived and the class lists and their phone numbers and their addresses and their street names and all of that. You absolutely love to do that.
Such a weird kid. I can't.
I wonder if we have those tucked away anywhere. You get a kick out of looking through those again. The D102 directories.
Even like a yearbook. Like, love a good yearbook. No kidding. You know?
Yeah.
Even nowadays, like, some of my favorite things to do with my friends, like, from home. It's like, I even literally did this on the phone with my friend, like, last weekend, like, looking at old yearbooks from, like, elementary or middle school and, like, talking about these old people, like, not old people, but these people from our past. Like, we haven't seen them since literally middle school. We're like, I wonder how this person's doing, and just, like, reminiscing on, like, the past. I don't know. I feel like I'm so, like, obviously, like, I try to, like, live in the present as much as possible, but I feel like at the same time I'm always straddling this fine line between, like, nostalgia and, like, planning my future.
Yeah. Even when you were little and wanting to grow up and be a teenager, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. I'd see that girl at the mall with the pink outfit, and I'd say, I like that girl.
Yeah. Now you're somebody's I like that girl.
I know. Crazy. I wrote a story about that. Do you remember that?
I think so. Yeah, I do.
Last semester, I think.
Yeah.
I just remember.
Yeah. So any other thoughts? Any other times?
I mean, I feel like I could just, like, talk about this forever. It's so, like, fun.
I'm just thinking of,
when I grow up, I want to be a kid. If you know that. You know that reference? You're a real one.
You're a real one? I know that reference. I guess I'm a real one.
But that's, like, another part of my childhood is watching, like, You're Invited to Mary-Kate and Ashley. Like, when I, like, watch, like, when I watch, like, that or, like, any of the shows from my childhood, like, it just brings me back to, like, when I was, like, obsessed with those shows, or, like, just, like, I think it's just, like, any media that you consume, like, it always goes with a memory, you know?
So true. I mean, and that's also why I think that we loved showing you our, like, the Brady Bunch, like, was something that we watched when we were growing up after school every day or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that was, like, a nostalgia thing for us. So we wanted to share it with you because that just goes through memories that I have of being a kid. So it's, you know, it's very fun. Right.
And I hope to, like, pass those kinds of things down to, like, my own kids. Cause, like, I feel like it makes us so connected, and, like, it's something that, like, people my age like don't know, like don't have a lot of connection to. Even like, not that I like know that much about the show or like have watched it that much, but I remember I had a big like phase of watching like The Facts of Life even.
Yeah.
And like another, that's a show that like definitely most people my age have never heard of. Like I'm sure most people have heard of like the Brady Bunch.
Maybe.
But like The Facts of Life is just, you know, and like Full House. It's so funny. Like things always come back to the show. I'm just naming this story from yesterday because I think it's funny. But yesterday when we were like all hanging out with Brett and like Hannah and her friends and everything, we were watching on the TV Hannah's roommate Lily, who's a real one, love her, like was putting on, she's like, you just gotta like appeal to the crowd. She put on these like videos of like funny like fails. Well, some of them are not funny, but like, you know, people falling off of things or tripping or like, you know, like like those kind of like America's Funny Home Videos, like compilations. Yeah. And like one of the ones was like someone like drove their car like into like a building, and like the like it totally reminded me of like when Stephanie drove her car into the kitchen like on Full House, you know. And like I said that out loud and like no one knew what I was talking about, and I was like, what? This is so
none of those people ever watched Full House,
obviously not. I'm like, are you like a person?
Oh my god.
Like, I don't know. But then I guess it just like goes to show, like, you know, I feel like there's things, I think we talked a whole episode last season about like cultured kids.
Yeah.
And I feel like those things were like really much a part of like our upbringing, like things you guys did as kids and like bringing it on to us, you know?
Yeah. It's kids of the 70s and 80s, but I don't know.
Like, and I always talk about how I wish I could like have grown up in that time. I feel like the 2000s was like the last years of just like the golden days of like being a kid and just like the carefreeness. And like, I guess I can't really say, because like I don't know if that's how like kids are now or like how they'll look back on their childhood, but I just feel like technology has like made it so different. And I feel like there was technology like at when I was a kid, but it didn't surround all of my play at all.
No.
Just a different time, you know?
Yep, it sure was.
Makes me think, it just feels like nostalgic and innocent, that time of life.
The good old days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well.
Do you got any other thoughts, girl?
No, I mean, I think that it's interesting because maybe, you know, people are definitely products of their environment. And I know that I played those similar kinds of things like we were talking about with my sister. And, you know, you and Max did a lot of that kind of stuff together. Imaginative play or watch a lot of the same kinds of shows or whatever. I'm mm-hmm. sure he watched a lot of the kinds of things. Like, I'm not sure, you know, if he had a brother, let's say, I mean, his whole world, like if he had an, you know, a twin brother, an older brother or whatever, I mean, it would have been so different, right? Like most likely, I mean, or maybe it wouldn't be. And like, we still would have been showing our kids like Full House and Brady Bunch or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hard to say.
I think that's like a cool part about being like, having one boy and one girl. I feel like we balance each other out with that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But you know, like when I'm also, when I think about my childhood, I think about all those things I mentioned before and like playing with my own toys and the bag lady and the lists and even like the Barbie dolls and the Polly Pockets and all of that stuff. But like, then I also think of a whole separate thing with like my brother and like the things he did as a child, you know, like playing Super Smash Brothers and Guitar Hero, and he'd play with that like Thomas Train set and like all of that stuff. Like, it's like I almost, there's like this almost like this dichotomy of like my life and Max's life, and like we obviously play together all the time, but like we would cross over, like we would have to play each other's things once in a while, you know, or we'd make up our own silly games. Like, you know, I remember like we'd say like, we're coming, and we'd like run down the hallway and
yeah,
like we'd play like we'd jump on the bed or like whatever. But you know, like there's all these like other things that, you know, really send me to my childhood, that like just hearing like the Super Smash Bros like music in my brain is so like, I can just hear it right now.
We were also talking about.
I don't even know how to play that game.
I know that he's taking some kind of a class like media and children and society or something. I don't know. But he had to interview me. And so a lot of the things that I remember doing with him too and that he was into as well were like, you guys watch like Sesame Street and like The Muppet Show and all that stuff until pretty old mm-hmm. ages. You know what I mean? So it was kind of that's just crap.
So what are you kidding?
What's that?
We still watch those shows, are you kidding me?
So, I mean, it's different. Like, if you, you know, yet.
But, like, Glee. At the same time, we also watch like, other shows really early.
Like, Glee or, like, right. So, I was saying, like, I don't feel like, I think it's all, like, on how you, like, work with your kids on these things. And you know, I mean, it's not like you turned out to be, like, so racy or, like, you know, inappropriate because you watched some of those shows earlier. We watched them with you and we talked about it and it was like a teachable moment and stuff. So,
right.
Yeah, it's just interesting. Very, very interesting.
It is. And like, that's what, I don't know. Again, I always like keep referencing the episodes from last year, but like, I think a lot of like our topics, it's just going to be inevitable. Like they're going to cross over. But like, we had a whole episode too about like, how we grew up and how it could be different from other people. But it's just like all of those things just like make up who you are today. And like, you know, all these memories are just so like special. And like, even if like other like parents might not agree with like the toys we had or the things we watched or whatever it might be, or it just could be different. Like it still like makes up such an important part of our life. And it's like important to think about it and like remember like how it affects or like just realize like how it all made up who you are today. I don't really know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But these moments are just so like just like make me happy when I think about my childhood because I think all of that just kind of goes back to like the way we were raised and like how you guys were such like important role models for us and like you can have all the toys or watch all the shows or whatever activities you want to do all you want. But, like, it all comes down to, like, the environment that you live in and the people who shape you. And, like, that's you guys, you know?
Yeah. Thank you so much. That's very kind and nice of you to say. And I had great role models, too, in my life, too. So I guess that kind
of – wouldn't be recording the podcast now if we didn't have such a great childhood back then, you know?
For sure. All right. Well, that I feel like we've exhausted the topic quite a bit. I don't know if there's anything else that you wanted to share.
No, I'm feeling good. I think that was fun to reminisce, you know?
Good walk down memory lane. Okay. So let's just share a couple things of what we're into for the week. Should we do that?
Yeah, I can start.
Okay.
So this week was just like crazy and so exciting. Our first talk of Taylor Swift so far this season, but definitely for sure not the last. But I guess we'll give some context. So, before the context, what I'm into is the fact that Taylor Swift dropped her Wildest Dreams Taylor's Version single, which is just so exciting. And just a little bit of background that this song, we've heard a bunch of like snippets of it for the last couple months, because it's in like a it's in a part of like the Spirit Untamed movie that just like it was like the remake of that movie, like the whole little like horse movie. I don't know if I ever have seen it, but I know I'm sure it was a lot of big parts of other kids' childhoods. But that's like in that's like the trailer, like the theme song, not the right word, but it's like the main song for that movie. And it's a good publicity since it's like all of Taylor's version, and we're not going to explain the whole like re-recording and the Taylor's version, all of that. You can look that up or listen to our old episodes where we kind of explain it. But the other weird part is that Wildest Dreams is from her album 1989, which we haven't heard about when it's coming out. We're actually like expecting a different album to come out in a few months, Red, but, we've all like heard Wildest Dreams, like parts of it for months, and like just like thinking it was going to come out a long time ago. And we thought that was like the start of the 1989 era and then never happened. But funny enough, the last few weeks, so Taylor Swift joined TikTok like a couple weeks ago. It was like a big deal, really exciting. We love to see it. But there's this trend that started with the original Wildest Dreams song where like people like use this one effect on TikTok and it like zooms in on you and it's supposed to make you feel like you're like the main character and have so much power. And it's like a clip that goes to the song from the original Wildest Dreams. And like, I'm assuming Taylor saw it and like uses an opportunity to be like, no, like I'm capitalizing on this. I need to own this song like for like officially and now. So randomly last Friday, she just decided to drop it after we had heard a lot of it already. So that was just so exciting, totally unexpected. She is like the queen of surprises. You plan and you like use all these Easter eggs all the time, and then she still manages to throw you off and surprise you. And it's like, it's just like the best thing about being a Swiftie. Like, she's always like coming up with new ideas and like doing things that aren't expected, but in the best way possible. Like, we stand, we are thankful. And it's just crazy. Like, we can just thank a stupid, honestly stupid trend on TikTok for making this happen.
Right, because she said, you know, she just wanted to do it so that people would have this, you know, her version too. It's like basically the Swift Talk people got her to release this song earlier than she had planned, I really think.
And like, we stan a woman who takes control of her finances and her ownership and like wants to own this song. And like, I have nothing bad to say. And it just is great publicity because like people are already hearing that song all over the place.
It's so exciting.
And it's just great.
But now it's like, is 1989 gonna come out sooner than we think? Like, oh, so exciting.
So exciting. I love
1989. I know.
And so yeah, that was just very exciting. And you know, we just fan Taylor Swift.
I'm glad that you use that for your what you're into, because if you didn't, I would have. But I have my own. And this is not like anything new what I'm into, but my what I'm into of the week is Jared Freed. And because, so those of you who don't know that, who that is, he was just here, I don't know, 2-3 weeks, I guess 3 weeks ago or so. And Dan and I went to see him at Zany's, and he is a comedian who also has several podcasts that he's on. And usually, like, I don't listen to his own podcast for some reason. I've only listened to him on like the You Up podcast. And then when he's been a guest on other podcasts, I actually found him because he was first on, I think, on The Toast is like the first time I ever heard him as like a guest.
I also listen to him a lot on The Bachelor podcast.
Yeah. Too. But so he's on like several different ones. But I last week saw that he had interviewed Sammy from Betches, Sammy Sage. And I got so excited to listen to that episode, which was on this, it's called the like luxury lounge or something. And they basically like complain about, I don't know, different things on these episodes. And just like, it's funny. So
the parents of the world, you know?
Yeah. So it's part of his like J Train podcast, but you can find other ones that are called the luxury lounge episodes. And I thought that was really funny. So, but typically when I can't sleep in the middle of the night, I grab my headphones, like my iPod headphones or whatever, and I put it on and I go back to sleep. My AirPods, yes. And so what happens is I fall asleep with the podcast in the background, and it happens all of the time. But it's so fun because in my dream then, I'm like with these people in that conversation. So it's like the greatest. Like, I'm having dreams, but I'm like in the dream with them and hanging out with them. So that's what I'm into. I highly recommend. Maybe you guys will be doing that tonight. If you can't fall asleep, maybe you're listening to us in the middle of the night and we're in your dreams. I don't know. Could be funny. Could be weird. It is weird. But that's my way to like have, you know, visiting time with the people that I listen to on these podcasts, which become like my friends.
See, I love that, but I also like personally would never do that because then I wouldn't hear the podcast.
You all can always play it over again, and I tend to do that.
I know. It just like seems silly.
I do. I play it over again. So I end up listening to it like twice, but whatever.
Yeah, that is funny. So whatever.
A little bit of a commitment of what I'm
doing. But I think it's funny with the dream. Like, I would love to have a dream with Jared.
I know, because I mean, he's kind of a cute guy. Sorry, Corey. But he's like a cutie, and it's just fun. So.
Good. Honestly, like some red flags, but overall great guy.
Really? Well, in his life, like red flags, like commitment-wise and stuff? That he's 36 yeah. years old and he's not married? Is that what you're saying? You know what? That's...
I mean, it all relates. It's not totally, like, it's not a deal breaker, per se, but it could be a red flag in reference to their... you up podcast red flag or deal breaker. It's more just like curiosity. I want to understand. I feel like he's so funny. He puts himself out there a lot, but I feel like there's also so much we don't know about him. Like he's kind of a mystery in some ways.
Maybe. I feel like we do know a lot about him though. But I don't know.
No, I know. It's funny.
He's so I was funny. Hanging out with him last night, or it could have been this morning at like 3 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, that's a little too much information on the LMLD podcast today.
Classic. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode. If you enjoyed it, please rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. It helps us grow. Share the podcast with friends. Follow us on Instagram at Like Mother Like Daughter Pod or on Facebook. I think it's just called Like Mother Like Daughter. And all that good stuff. You know, we got to plug the socials, you know? But yeah, we hope you have a great week and take care of yourself and others, and we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.